Hi, Paulie.
Hello, sir.
Well, you sound almost sober tonight.
I've had about 8.
Oh, okay. That's all good right. For you, though.
It's not too shabby, but... Yeah, don't get me wrong. I'm chasing mosquitoes away, and I'm full of blood here. I was just working on my lawnmower and cut myself, and now I've got all kinds of mosquitoes around me. But nonetheless...
I didn't think mosquitoes were attracted to blood. I didn't think that was something that they gathered around.
Maybe it's sweat. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it is sweat.
Took me 8 hours to cut my grass today.
And how long to cut your arm?
That's not acceptable.
Okay.
I was okay today. No, I'm totally against self-abuse.
No, aren't you wounded right now?
Yeah.
I'm talking about that injury.
Yeah, that one, yeah. That was a couple weeks ago, though, I think.
And it's still bleeding? You might want to get to a hospital.
No, it's too late for that.
All right. So this is our last call?
No, I'm okay. I'm not self-abusive.
Well,
you know,
I'd hate to read the Reader's Digest story, I'm Paulie's liver.
Oh, stop. No, I just, actually, I just want to say hello. And.
Hey, Paulie, you want to be cured from alcoholism? Cured of alcoholism? I got a new deal. No AA necessary.
I'll listen.
How much cash can you come up with?
That depends. What are you providing?
Can't talk about it on the air, but...
I understand.
But there's
recovery and...
No. This you have never heard of. This comes from the Peruvian Andes.
Yeah, I know. What is it called?
You don't know.
It's a gas. I've read...
No, you haven't, Paulie. It's not a gas. I'm telling you. Golden opportunity coming up shortly, but you have to be willing.
It's kind of fun, my life, but...
Your life isn't fun. You live with your mama, and you're a 40-year-old man, and you have nothing going for yourself.
No, that's not true at all.
That is true.
That's not true at all.
Tell me your life. You sit at home working on a boat every day with your brother, you drink a lot, and you live with your mom.
Well,
what kind of life is that?
Perception.
Perception. Tell me one thing I have wrong.
That's a perception.
Tell me one thing I have wrong.
I would have to say all of it.
You live with your mom, Paulie.
Yes, I do.
You work on a boat in the backyard.
No, that thing... Actually, what name could you give on that? I would have to say forget about it.
Okay. You drink a lot.
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you drink a lot and live with your mom. How old are you, Paulie?
35.
Mm-hmm. You've been living with your mom...
I live here by choice.
Well, I know, because you keep having cars taken away from you, and no one really wants anything to do with you. I'm your only friend.
That's not acceptable.
But it's
true. That's not true at all. You want to get hired? Okay.
Who's your buddy?
Who's my buddy? Yeah. I got friends all over.
I never see you with any. I never hear of them. When you went to O'Gara's the night of my party, you didn't bring a one of them.
I was there with my brother.
I know. That's the guy you're always hanging with. He doesn't count.
No, I went there. What about, am I going to bring friends? All my friends are not going to listen to you. Trust me.
I've been told that
my friends are not going to listen to you.
You've alienated them all. Due to your extreme behavior.
That's true. I have some. And that is true.
All right, Paulie, enough with the
lecture. If you want to get down to it, yeah, I have alienated a lot of my friends.
All right, then.
But there is some out there.
Okay, good. Well,
but
there's hope.
I can't talk about them.
All right.
And I'm not delusional.
No, not tonight. Tonight you sound pretty good. Yeah.
But thanks for trying to embarrass me.
I have to do a show, you know, and...
Well, of course.
If you're going to call up, you're going to be the foil. You know?
Don't worry about it.
All right.
I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you later, Paulie.